How should prayer be offered?
Jesus, after he had given his disciples a living pattern for prayer, gave them another lesson to teach them that prayer should be offered out of a real thirst and desire for God. He illustrated this by means of a parable known as the Parable of the Importunate Friend. He said, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise and give them. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity will he rise and give him as many as he needed." This is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 5 through 8.
In another parable, he taught that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He said, "There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not, for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily."
We learn from these two parables that there is a great difference between mere repetition of words in prayer and importunity. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 and 7, "Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth."
Jesus, in both parables, praises importunity and firmness of purpose, as if he wants to impress his word on our minds. He who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and he who knocks it will be opened unto him.
The parable of the importunate friend teaches us important lessons of the faith which works by love. The man went at midnight to ask bread for another. Pleading for another is a very admirable act because it stimulates in us the power of faith and urges us to effective prayer.
The prayer of intercession for others is the best mode of prayer, for it invokes the name of the living Christ to do his work at the throne of God.
In the parable of the importunate widow, Christ teaches us that perseverance in prayer is among the things which God demands of us, and God cannot ignore the petitions of his own. If the importunity of the widow overcame the unwillingness of the judge, how much more effective will be the prayers of God's elect to their heavenly Father, whose mercy is great.
We learn also that the purposes of God might move slowly, but God has an appointed time, according to his wisdom, in which to answer. He might delay his answers to prayer, because he wishes to rouse in us expectancy and strengthen hope.